And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Arthur, did you know that 13% of us over the age of 60 now believe we have memory loss? 13%, that's pretty high when you consider that we're probably, 30 million of us in the U.S., maybe more.
You know, could you repeat that? I forgot what you just said, Mike.
And the baby boomers are growing every year. I mean, I wonder how many people are over the age of 60 now in the U.S. How many do you think?
It's hard. Over the age of 60? It's hard to get a laugh out of you, by the way. Over the age of 60, I would say there are, there you go, there are about 50 million people, 40 million people.
I don't know, but, you know, with the baby boomers, I guess it is that... In the U.S., it was, it's tough to find that out, but they say it is, what do they say? They say age 65, it was 40.3 million people in 2009, so it's higher than that now. But they say, actually, it's 52, believe it or not, it looks like it can't be that many. They say it is 58 million people now.
I'm pretty close. Pretty close.
What'd you guess?
Give or take a few 10 million.
Now, tell me about this. What sunblocks can I wear and which can't I wear? You did this on the Dr. Oz show, but now you can do it for real and without undue influence.
Without undue influence. It was a very balanced show this week. If you... Hopefully everybody saw the show. So I went on to talk about the dangers of chemical sunscreens. We've talked about this many times on this show. We scooped that show. But, the more I read, Mike, the worse it got. The more I read the toxicology literature and the endocrinology literature, the more astounded I was that the FDA still allows these chemical drugs, chemical sunscreens, which are drugs, to be on the market. So, Mike, just for a primer for the listeners, because it's mid-May, it's time to start wearing sunscreen. There are 17 sunscreens that are approved by the FDA. Two of those are real simple, zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. 15 of those are chemicals that only you and I and a few chemists can pronounce. So I won't even try to pronounce those, except for the fact that some people out there know what PABA is, and benzophenone, because those are kind of the worst of the bunch of chemical sunscreens. But here's how they work. So physical sunscreens block sun. They block ultraviolet light. Just like if you stand in front of your face, you're not going to get sun or ultraviolet light on your face. So that's pretty easy to understand. But the chemical sun act very differently. They get absorbed into your body, and they absorb.
So
they
even though I put them on, even though I put them on my skin, they get absorbed into my body?
That's correct. And on the show, the person who was opposite me did say that only a small amount is absorbed. That's actually incorrect. 100% of the sunscreen ingredient is absorbed. Where does it go? If it's not on your skin, it doesn't evaporate. It's in your body. And in fact, in order for these sunscreens to work, they need to get into your body. When they get into your body, within minutes, they're detectable in your bloodstream. And for 48 hours, they're detectable in your bloodstream. And when they go into your bloodstream through your skin, they bypass your liver. We mentioned that last week. So they don't go to your liver and get detoxified. They go around your body to every organ in the body, your brain, your breasts, your ovaries, everywhere. They get deposited into tissues, and then they get excreted over the next 2 days. If they were harmless, I wouldn't be talking about this. Just because they get absorbed doesn't mean anything. But 9 out of the 15 are called endocrine disruptors.
What in
very fancy word?
Go ahead. Endocrine disruptor means they disrupt your production of endocrine hormones, that is, hormones in your body, such as estrogen and testosterone. Do they affect those?
Yes, they affect testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, thyroid hormone, and probably others. Those are the ones that are commonly studied. There's a lot of other hormones that have probably more subtle, they have more subtle influences on those. So what does that mean now? As an endocrine disruptor, yes, it can act like estrogen in your body, or it can attach the estrogen receptor. There's a lot of different effects, and I don't want to bore people with this, but the bottom line is there are known effects of the estrogen disruptors and other endocrine disruptors, and one of those is low birth weight children. So if you're exposed to these endocrine disruptors during pregnancy, more likely your child will have a lower birth rate. Development of the reproductive system in both girls and boys is also affected by these, and that results in some funny abnormalities like undescended testicles in boys, small testicles, low sperm count in boys, premature puberty in both boys and girls. We wonder, you know, why are girls reaching puberty at age 10 now, and 50 years ago, 60 years ago, it was more like 12 or 13. This is a huge change in humans, and it's not happening by accident. We're bathing ourselves in these chemicals that can actually influence our puberty. So, as if that's not bad enough, Mike, there's a lot of good evidence that these endocrine disruptors, particularly the ones that act like estrogens, can cause breast cancer. Now, I have to underscore that this has not been proven in humans, but it has been shown in other animals. And the one that's the worst probably is called benzophenone. That has been shown to cause cancer in animals. Now, why hasn't it been shown in humans? Well, you know as well as I, if we eat arsenic, we get sick that day. If we eat lead, we get sick in a few months, years, or maybe a decade, depending on our exposure. But if we eat or put endocrine disruptors on our skin, we don't get sick this year. We get sick a decade from now. And toxins, you know, Gary Ginsberg can talk a lot better about this than me, but toxins like this take so long to have their effect that they become very difficult to study. But the evidence is mounting, just like with BPA that we've talked about before on the show. It's an endocrine disruptor, and finally the FDA is beginning to move on that one. The endocrine disruptors in skin in sunscreens are real there, and I personally would stay away from chemical sunscreens. Zinc oxide, titanium dioxide sit on the surface of the skin. They reflect light. They're harmless as long as they're not in the nano form. That means they're in the micronized form. And they reflect light and they do what they're supposed to do. So I'll get off my soapbox now, Mike, but it's become like a religion to me.
Gotcha. So basically, I should use zinc oxide, put it on thick enough. Now, in the form that you're saying, the micronized, wait, not nanoparticle, but
yeah,
micron particle, so micronized. Microns. Does it show white and that greasy look, et cetera?
Well, it should not. So the story of zinc oxide is also pretty interesting. It started in the 1920s. I didn't realize that, Mike, and I started reading about this. They were putting zinc oxide paste on particularly people in the military in the 1920s. It didn't look good. So they started developing the chemical sunscreens in the 1930s. The first one that came on the market was PABA, and that was in copper tone in, I believe, 1944. And it was in response to World War II. People were getting sunburned badly out in the open. We've come a long way from that. The sunscreens now with zinc oxide are now invisible. They cost a little more than those pasty ones, though. So that's what I recommend.
Now, let's go and talk about Obi, the dog that got a tummy tuck.
Now, Mike, that is a great teaser, but I know we're about to take a break, and this is a great story that you really want to hear.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about Obi, and if we get a chance for the tip of the week, the cancer-fighting foods, start with spices. We'll be right back. You, the owner's manual. You can email us, udocs@gmail.com. Call us, 877-711-5611. We love to hear from you. Or 877-711-5211. We'll be right back.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.